It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Happy Valentine's Day, Charlie.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mary.
I want to know more about preserving these beautiful cut flowers that folks receive for the holiday. Can you fill us in on what to do to make them last longer and stay beautiful?
Well, hopefully everyone got some cut flowers for Valentine's Day, and they're a nice thing to have this time of year with all the snow outside and the cold. It's just nice to have some bright, sunshiny flowers on your table. Now, to take care of them, the first thing you want to do is to cut the stems of those flowers underwater and then remove the bottom leaves. You don't want the leaves to rot in the water because that'll cause diseases that'll stop the water flow. Put them in a vase with some warm water. Put them in a bright room, but not in direct sun, in a cool room. That's really key because that'll slow down the flowers opening up. And keep them away from fruit, because fruit lets off ethylene gas, which can, again, ripen or mature those flowers really quickly. Now, there's a lot of different additives you can add to the water in there to keep those flowers looking good. And, of course, you want to use that floral additive that comes with most cut flowers. That's a nice combination of antibacterial and fungal ingredients as well as sugar to keep the plants growing nicely. But there's a lot of home remedies, from aspirin to coins, bleach, soda, vodka, hairspray, you name it. People have tried it on their cut flowers. I did a little research, and FTD and Pro Flowers, these are the pros in the cut flower world, they did some research on these things, and they came up with their favorites. Pro Flowers, their favorite was lemon-lime soda. For FTD, they didn't like the soda, but they liked apple cider vinegar and sugar. But the key thing is both of them liked the refrigerator. So if you really want to keep your flowers lasting longer, put them in the fridge overnight. So take the whole vase, put them in the refrigerator, bring them out in the morning, enjoy them all day and evening, put them back in the fridge, just like a florist would do. That way, it's going to preserve those flowers and they'll last a long time.
I love all these tips. We asked folks for some flower-related stories for the holiday, and this came in from Doris in North Thetford. Doris says, while this message isn't about giving or receiving flowers for Valentine's Day, it is a story about flowers and love. In the 1970s, I received a small piece of a Christmas cactus from an elderly woman who lived in town. I had told her that I admired the enormous cactus that was displayed in the large front window of her home. And Doris says, the next time I saw her, she brought me a slip from her plant. She told me that she'd received it as a wedding gift when she was married in 1912. And had nurtured it all those years. Dora says, I think of Gladys often, most especially when the cactus sends out its blooms during the dark winter days.
That's a great story, going all the way back to 1912. That tells you the longevity of a Christmas cactus.
Gave me chills reading about that. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Doris, for sharing that story. And this next question comes from Athena in Brattleboro. Athena writes, I was given 3 dogwood prunings, each about 2 feet high with many branches, and I was told I could put them in water and they might grow roots. Athena writes, to my great excitement, they did, and now all 3 have leaves. She says, I'd appreciate input into what to do next and when.
So it is time to pot them up. If those roots are really thick and lush, then you can pot them into a regular potting soil, a good sized pot. If they're still small roots, I would leave them in there a little while longer. Once you've potted them up, you're halfway there, but then you got to wait because it is way too early to do any kind of planting. So you want to put that whole pot with your leafed out dogwoods in a bright room, but a cool room. Something even as low as 40 degrees would be great. What we're trying to do is just slow down their growth so that they'll stay alive, though they won't rot, don't overwater the soil, and they should be fine there for a couple months until you can actually put them outside in the garden and enjoy them.
If you've got a question, just send it to us at vpr.org and search All Things Gardening. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.